seats, and we'll get things kicked off. My name is Bill Rutledge. I'm the project director for ICMC. Welcome to Ottawa. And I'm just going to do some housekeeping announcements, and then we'll have one of our chairs introduce the speakers and welcome you formally. So we're going to, this morning is a plenary session, and then we're going to break at 10:15. We have a fairly complex reset of the room, which means they're going to have to pull the wall so we can set up for the two tracks this afternoon. So we're going to ask you to clear the room as quickly as possible. So go on out and grab some coffee, come back in half an hour, and we'll be all set up for the track sessions through this afternoon. All of the breaks and the lunches will be set out in the atrium. That's the area you passed as you entered the hallway here. So head that direction for any kind of coffee or food. At 12:35 during lunch, there's going to be a meeting of the Cryptographic Module User Forum. That's an open meeting. I strongly encourage you to attend that, and Matt Keller is going to give us just a quick insight into what's going on with the CMUF here in just a second. There is Wi-Fi in the center. There's free Wi-Fi if you're downstairs. There's paid Wi-Fi in this area. It's provided by the Shaw Center, and there's information on page 7 in your conference guide. We're going to have all the slides from all of the presentations up on the web. We're going to be adding those as time goes on. But please allow us until after the conference to get everything up on the web, including audio from all of the presentations, so you'll have an opportunity to listen to the sessions that you weren't able to attend in person. We have something new this year. During the afternoon break, there's going to be a fun program that we're calling the Cryptographic Module Game Program. It's a FIPS trivia contest. So you can test your knowledge, and we're going to have experts who will be competing against each other. So that should be a lot of fun, and that's going to be right here in this room. This evening at 5 o'clock, we're going to open the exhibits. There'll be a big reception. Please stick around at 5 o'clock for that opening reception. We have another fun activity tomorrow night, the Dine Around Ottawa session or outing field trip. After the conference, we're going to meet at 5:30, and we're going to depart in groups to go to various restaurants. It's an on-your-own thing, so you pay for yourself, but it's an opportunity to dine with your colleagues here in Ottawa. We've reserved some restaurants. We're almost full. Stop by the registration desk. If we get more people, we might add more seats. That's it. If you have any questions during the event, just stop by the registration desk or stop any of the staff that you see floating around the facility, and I want to introduce somebody who's been very instrumental in getting this event together. He's been with the program committee. He's been on all of these planning calls that we have every other week over the course of the year, and he is Ryan Hill. He's the Community Outreach Manager with ATSEC. Please welcome Ryan.
Thanks, Bill. Bill is one of those people that I talk to every other week for years on end and see once a year. I know we've all got them these days. So good morning. I want to welcome everyone to the 2016 International Cryptographic Modules Conference. This is our fourth annual ICMC. As Bill said, I'm Ryan Hill. I'm the Community Outreach Manager with ATSEC Information Security. And I've been one of the planners of the conference for the last couple of years. But this is actually the first time I've ever attended an ICMC. So there's a pretty good chance that we've crossed paths like in an online forum or in a technical community. I listen to a lot of TC calls, so you may have run into me there. Just a little bit of something about myself as a hobby. I do a lot of improv comedy, so that means I'm going to torture you all a little bit, just very mildly. I want to do a little exercise here to maybe make a point and break the ice. So in just a second, what I'd like you to do is turn to somebody near you and introduce yourself with your name and just say, like, what you do, what your job is, just very briefly, and then have the other person introduce themselves. So like 15 seconds apiece, like 30 seconds. So everybody go ahead, do that, please.
worked for security research area. So we have a small group that's focused on academics.
Okay, that ought to be enough. Just super briefly, that's good, that's good. Don't worry. We have the second part of the exercise here in a second. So here's the second part, everybody. Listen up. Wow, it's so easy to get people social. It's so hard to pull them back. So here's the second part. Turn to somebody else, and I want you to, hold on, not yet. I want you to introduce yourself, and I want you to lie outrageously. Like, say that you are Elvis, or Zarnak, the king of Pluto, or whatever. Just so turn to an astronaut, whatever you're into. So go ahead and do that, please.
I want to know what he said, because she just had the most beautiful reaction. Debbie, hey Debbie, write that down. Write down what he said.
Okay. Thanks a lot for going with me on that. Now I'm even more fun for this one. Okay, if everybody could come back from Pluto or wherever you are, please. Andreas, you were laughing really hard. What did he tell you?
He's
Diffie-Hellman. Nice. That's impressive. That's such a cryptography person's thing to say. Nowhere else in the world would somebody be, I want to be Diffie-Hellman. That right there, you know how easy that was? That is why we need security. But seriously, so the protection of sensitive data is the goal of IT security. Cryptography provides one of the most important and widely used means to achieve that goal. And the cryptographic modules validation program leads the industry in adopting up-to-date standards for cryptography and ensures that the design and implementation of cryptographic modules are compliant to standards. And the value of the CMBP, it was originally intended to serve federal government users, but it's gone beyond that now. It's been embraced by banking, insurance, and internet commerce as part of their solutions for non-government users as well. Cryptographic module validation is also required or highly recommended by other standards and regulations such as Common Criteria, PCI DSS, or HIPAA. Now, as this demand for high-quality, well-designed, correctly implemented, and tested cryptographic modules continues to grow, ICMC has also grown. We started in 2013 with just 163 attendees and 58 speakers. And then for the next 2 years, we had about a 10 to 15% growth, you know, nice but kind of modest growth rate. And so this year, we decided that we were going to move the conference time of the year because we wanted it to not interfere with other conferences, ICCC in particular, because I know a lot of you are involved with Common Criteria as well. And then we also decided that we wanted to move it to Ottawa instead of DC, because if you have international in your name, you kind of have to put up and, you know, prove that at some point. So we were a little bit concerned because it's only been 6 months since the last ICMC, and we changed the location, we changed the time of year, but we actually have had the biggest increase in attendance that we've ever had. After only 6 months, it's a 25% increase, which was, it was super surprising. I think this was all Bill's idea, and I think he made the right move by changing the time of year and the location. We have, as of like yesterday, I believe we have 260 attendees registered. So I'm super glad that everyone's here. Let's see. So putting a little bit about the conference first. This morning we have two exciting keynote speakers, and then for the next 3 days we have 72 presentations in 6 tracks. And we also have a lot of great networking opportunities that Bill mentioned, and 14 exhibitors. The conference concludes on Friday with a summary panel discussion. So putting this together is a lot of work, and there's a lot of people to thank. First of all, I wanted to thank the NIST and CSE CMVP. They've done some really great things this year, including significantly shortening the review pending queue, streamlining IG updates, engaging the labs for working groups, improving communication, and taking input. And we're so glad that we have representatives from the CMVP here, both Canadian and US parts of it. Let's see. I also want to thank all our sponsors, and this is a kind of a long list, so bear with me. We had 19 total sponsors this year. So we have ATSEC, who founded ICMC in 2013, ACT Canada, Acumen, Agisolve, Allegro, COACT, the Common Criteria User Forum, Countermeasure, the Cryptographic Module User Forum, which we'll hear a little bit more about in a minute, CSC, Signicom, Dark Matter, EWA, Global Platform, Oasis, Oracle, Riskure, SafeLogic, Trusted Computing Group, Utimico, and Wolf SSL. Those are all our sponsors. I also wanted to thank the entire program committee, but in particular our chairs. These are the people that I'm on a phone call with every other week all year. This includes Aaron Connor from EWA, who he's one of those people that I've been on a phone call with every other week for 2 years, and I've never met him face to face. And he's here. Is that you? Hey! Good to meet you, Aaron. And Nithya Rashmadugu from Signicom, and Marcus Streets from Good Technologies, who unfortunately can't attend this year. And then I also wanted to thank Bill Rutledge and Nikki Principe of Connected Events Media Services. And I want to thank everyone who's attending as well. So before we get to our keynotes, I wanted to first introduce Matt Keller. He's a vice president at CoreSec and a member of the board of the Cryptographic Module Users Forum. And he's going to give us an overview of that organization. Thanks, Matt. Are they in here?
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
Let's see. I assume
my
name.
Looks like me.
Yeah, Keller. I bet that's you.
So while we're getting that all set up, I did just want to say thanks for having us here. I'm excited to be part of this conference. My name's Matt Keller. I'm with CoreSec Security. We're an IT security consulting company that helps with FIPS 140-2 and Common Criteria and so forth. But today I'm really here to speak with you as a representative from the CMUF, the Cryptographic Modules Users Forum.
Do you know how to go from there to the slideshow view?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're all set. Thank you, Matt.
Yep. All right. So, where was I? Yes. So I'm excited about being here. I really like this conference we've been attending for the past 3 years since the inception of the ICMC. I always like this conference because it feels a little bit like a family reunion. It's still small enough that you see a lot of the same faces. We get a lot of folks, we've known each other for a long time, some cases, you know, 15 and 20 years. And so there's just a comfortability and a familiarity. And I love that piece of it. And I know Ryan mentioned the networking time, the time to catch up. So we're looking forward to that. But also, I think there's another aspect of that, which is when you know each other fairly well, you're able to push each other a little bit more. And so I found at times at this conference, I feel like because of that familiarity, we get into some really good discussions. And so if I could take just a second, let me encourage you all to push a little bit and let's get into some of those topics and have a healthy discussion, not necessarily argument, but a healthy discussion. Because I think we're covering a lot of interesting material this year. In fact, one of the things I thought was really interesting about the material this year was the inclusion of some of the 19790 countries that are running their evaluations using that ISO standard instead of just the CMVP. Because I do think that this is the International Cryptographic Modules Conference, and so I'm excited to seeing more of that content and hearing more about what those nations are doing. Likewise, it was interesting to see some of the verticals that are being highlighted. So I know there's a couple sessions on automobile security and a couple sessions on Internet of Things as well as medical. And so I think each of those areas are important areas where it's not just government security and encryption that we're worried about, but also securing these other areas. So I want to talk to you today a little bit about the change that I think is happening in the cybersecurity space, and ultimately why I think that's flowing over into what the CMUF is doing. So I think many of you know these numbers. It's a good time to be in the IT security industry. There's a lot of money flowing into this, so the budgets are changing around cybersecurity. There's an increase in spending, but there's also going to be an increase on scrutiny of the ones building those budgets and spending those budgets. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch how that moves forward as everyone focuses on, okay, what was the ROI on that? Likewise, I think the attacks themselves are changing. So attacks are getting more sophisticated, but they're also getting more public, and that, again, is driving money and spending into this area. Likewise, the cryptographic algorithms themselves that we're working with are changing, and that's some of the interesting things for the more techie sides of this group. And I think it's interesting to see where we are with the transition from SHA-1 to the higher SHA values. We're in the middle of a big transition there. But likewise, there's also been a shift in at least the US and NSA's policy around planning for quantum or post-quantum computing, and how we're going to be quantum resistant with some of these algorithms. So I think that is also changing. And again, driving money into spending and research. And then I guess finally, I guess I would say the landscape itself is changing because of this money flowing in. But I also think some of the landscape that's changing is something that Ryan mentioned. There was a really productive set of meetings the past 2 days, the lab managers meetings with the CMVP. And there's been an increased communication between government and industry. Part of that is stemming from this conference itself, bringing people together regularly and talking. And I think part of that is also stemming from what the CMUF is doing, because the CMUF's focus is to try to bring industry and government together and make sure that they're communicating well. So who is the CMUF? We're the Cryptographic Modules Users Forum. And the Users Forum has 200-some members that participate. We are a free organization. Anyone can join. There's no barriers to entry. In fact, I'll give you some contact information here at the end on how you can join. We would love to have you join this organization. We're made up of laboratories that do consulting in this space, government entities, consultants, and a lot of vendors that are producing cryptographic module or cryptographic products. And so we'd love to have you join this group. The group was founded right after the first, or kind of really its genesis was during the first ICMC, where a number of vendors and labs and folks were sitting around talking. We're like, do you remember how over in the Common Criteria world, we have this Common Criteria Users Forum, and that's been really helpful for getting government industry talking. And why don't we have that over here in this space? And so right after the initial ICMC, the first conference in 2013, there was a group that started meeting, and that group became the Cryptographic Module Users Forum. We actually put together a governance document in 2014, and that governance document talks about what our core missions are and what we're trying to accomplish. Our main goal is honestly communication. Like I was saying, we want good dialogue between government and industry and academia so that we're all benefiting. And this conference, I think, fosters that, but we also want to keep the conversation going throughout the year. And so what the CMUF has done is to try to set up ways for that communication to happen. Our goal is not just communication from government out to industry so that industry stays well informed of what's going on, but also finding ways for industry to communicate back to government and provide feedback, give us a chance to influence policy, a chance to collaborate on policies and the standards that are coming up, as well as make sure that there's a good dialogue that occurs. So we want something similar to what the CCUF has done in that space, but over here in the cryptographic module space. So what have we done? Well, sometimes it feels like we are scaling a mountain, but we have accomplished a number of things so far. So the group has stood up a steering committee. It has eight initial members that are people who just volunteered their time to say, I want to help move this forward. I believe this can be something, and I want to contribute to it. And that steering committee is just going to be in place until we ultimately move to a more formal management structure that will probably be an elected group and so forth. But right now, there's a steering committee guiding it. We're holding monthly meetings, to try to keep the conversation going. And so there's a monthly scheduled meeting where you can dial in, have a discussion, talk about things that are going on in the cryptographic module community. I'll admit right now a lot of our conversations focus on the CMVP, but I hope that over time, and particularly as more evaluations are done through ISO 19790 and other nations, there'll be a larger conference or a larger discussion that happens there. We've also put together the Cryptographic Module Users Forum online forum, so it's a discussion space that you can join where there are active conversations going on, but we're also using it as a way of publishing information, not just information from the CMVP, but also just when one vendor hears something or learns something, we've been trying to share information. That way we all benefit, and that's certainly one of the goals of that. The other thing we've been doing is just trying to work directly with the CMVP in some areas where they're developing things. So I talked about that opportunity to collaborate on policy. So we have currently two, and very shortly three, working groups that are CMVP staff and CMUF members working together. And there's going to be a presentation tomorrow, right before lunch, about the security policy template working group that's currently putting together, I'll let him talk about it, but putting together some guidance on what security policies should include. Not just specific data, but thinking also about what the lab evaluators will need, what CMVP needs to review, but also what the end purchasers need to see in those security policies. Because a lot of times that group is not well represented here, so we're doing a lot of thinking about what do they need to see, and so trying to incorporate that. So there's a working group there that you could be a part of. Likewise, there's another working group focused on a new change to an implementation guidance. And so we have CMVP folks working with industry folks trying to document what that policy is going to look like. So another chance to influence what's going on. And then there'll be a third area very shortly looking at power on self-tests and the running of those. And so there'll be another working group standing up very shortly. So look for that. So as far as accomplishment-wise, I don't think we're the guy up at the top of the mountain, right? We're kind of just getting started. I don't even think we're the guy over there that's near the top. We're kind of starting this journey. But that's great. We're at the start of the journey. We'd love for you to come along with us and help help us on achieving this. So here's the contact information I wanted to share. I can get you connected with the CMUF online forum, which is where a lot of these discussions are happening, how you can find out about the different working groups, and honestly have your chance to contribute. So there's some basic contact information. I also wanted to reiterate, as Ryan mentioned, there is a meeting today at 1 o'clock, and I don't remember the meeting room. I think it's 212, where it's in your program. The CMUF is going to have our monthly meeting, if you will, but it will be in person. And so our goal is just to talk about things going on, things that came out of the lab manager's meeting the past couple days. So please come and join us there. I'm also excited to announce that we're going to run a raffle. So we're going to run an opportunity to win tickets to the next ICMC next year for anyone that joins the CMUF online forum over the next 2 weeks. So here's your chance. I'm inviting you to join. I'm even dangling a little bit of a carrot here. Come and join the group, and you might have a free ticket to the next ICMC, which I believe there's a number of locations being tossed around. We'll likely be back in the U.S. again. So we'd love to have you. I want to end just with this thought. There's a fable, a lot of people have probably heard it, but it's called the Story of Stone Soup, where a couple of traveling villagers show up. They show up into a small town and they're carrying nothing but a giant cauldron. And they go down to the river and they fill the cauldron with water. And people are from the village start to gather around. They say, well, what's this? What are you guys doing? Oh, we're filling up this cauldron. We're going to make stone soup. And they vary with a lot of pomp and circumstance, grab a stone from the side of the river and plop it in their giant cauldron and build a fire. And they start talking about how great stone soup is going to be. And we're going to have this stone soup. It's going to be wonderful. And then they say, you know what we really need? It'd be so much better. Stone soup is always better if we just had carrots. And one villager says, you know what? I have some carrots back in my house. I'll bring those. And then after the carrots are chopped and put in, they say, you know what? It would be so much better if we just had a little extra seasoning. That's always the thing that makes, you know, stone soup so much better. And you see where this is going. Of course, they go through several iterations, and potatoes and a bunch of other things are added to the stone soup until ultimately they take out the stone that's inedible and throw that off back to the side, and they have this wonderful soup that they can share with everybody. And of course, the point of this is everybody contributing a little can do a lot. And I think we can all benefit from a little bit of work together. And that's really what I'm hoping the CMUF can be. There's lots of people here. There's lots of people in the community. And if we all put in a little bit of time, if it's not just a small group of people, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 people that are attending meetings or working in a working group somewhere, when you have more people, we can do a lot more. And so I just want to encourage you to join us. Become part of the CMUF, because if you're not, you're kind of missing out on your opportunity, not just to enjoy the soup, but you can't complain about what the soup tastes like if you haven't contributed to the soup. So please join us. Follow up on this contact information. Come to the meeting later today, and let's make some good soup.